Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus, and good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Tedline. Thank you, Father, this morning. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to quote three scriptures to you this morning. The first one is John 14:6. John 14:6. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You got to believe Jesus when he says this. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus says in John 15:7, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Jesus says, John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 14:14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Did you get those scriptures this morning? John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. I want to share something with you this morning. The Lord thanks all of you who gave. Because God is, you know, the reason God wants to make you an extravagant giver, that means he want to give to you extravagantly and know you're going to give extravagantly. So those of you who just on here for the ride, it's just going to be a shame. You're going to miss out. And then you're going to have the nerve to get mad with the people who got blessed, when you have every opportunity to just not be a hearer, but to be a doer. During this, I think today is day 16. Day 16. And yesterday, I don't know if you really realize it, but God has already begun to change you. I say God has already begun to change. I should say some of you, because some of you not going to let him change you. And that's sad too. But for those of you that are allowing God to change you, change is taking place right now. I'm not there with you, so I can't see it, but I'm bearing witness to it by the Spirit of God. And for some of you, God is really changing. Well, how did you know this, Erica? I got that gift called Yada. I know that 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 I know, but I can't tell you how I know, but by the Spirit of God. I can tell you this thing, though. I was sitting here at my computer yesterday, and Brother Joe, my husband, for all you don't know, I call him Brother Joe because we were missionaries together for a lot of years before we got married. But anyway, Brother Joe, I was so overcome with something in my heart. God did something in my heart yesterday. He gave me this gift yesterday. And it was a gift of pure compassion. And he just poured it out on me. And I just began to weep. Because I'm not a the kind of person that, you know, some people just cry out of habit, gets on my nerves. They come up, they a big crybaby, don't want to stand up to nothing. But when the Spirit of God comes upon you, it can come on you with a, like a thickness. And it would just, it just makes you, you just want to weep. It ain't that you sad, it's just, I don't know how to describe it, but he began to bring things before me in my own life. And they were things that showed me how blessed I was, how blessed I have been, how blessed I still am, and how blessed I'm going to be. He began to show me, you know what he showed me? He showed me the spiritual children that I have. Yep. Because I have no biological children. There was a curse on the women in my family. And it was a curse of barrenness. I don't have any children, and my sister doesn't have any children. And the only person who had children was my brother. And I did break the curse, but hey, too late now, I'm too old for this stuff. But God began to show me how blessed I was and how he has given me children of every tribe and every nation. And I just had to just weep before him and thank him. And like you said, some of them good kids, some of them bad kids, some of them stubborn kids, some of them rebellious kids. I even gave you threw a little thuggy in there for you. And all kind. I have all kinds. And I just had to thank him. Thank him for giving me such a multiplicity and diverse bunch of kids. All kinds. Some runaways. Kinds. And it built up such a compassion in me. Such a compassion. And it built up a motivation in me to get a few more things done. Don't miss God in the day of your visitation. God has things he wants to show. He wants to show you how he has blessed you in ways that you aren't even aware of. If you got kids, you blessed. If you got a good pet, you blessed. A good dog, a good horse, a good cat. Good rabbit. I don't know what other kind of iguanas, whatever. Then he gave me this scripture. And this is what we're going to minister out of today. And he didn't stop after I told Brother Joe that God was working in my heart yesterday. God didn't stop there. He didn't stop there. He began to show me. It went on in. I just, when the Spirit of God comes upon you like that, you almost lose your strength. You don't, it's not a whole lot you could do because that presence is so thick and it doesn't lift until God lifts it. So I just stopped and went into prayer. And I prayed till I went to sleep. I woke up. And then he said, I want you to get up a half an hour. I want you to set your clock a half an hour earlier this morning. And I just want you to get up. I get up at 5 a.m. But this morning, he said, set it a half hour earlier. So I got up at 4:30. So at 4:30, I began to pray. And I began to see demons coming off of people's shoulders, coming off people's backs, coming out of people's legs. He was just showing me. He was showing me what some of the demons look like that are coming off people. And I just watched as he showed me the demons coming out of people's necks and I just looked. And then I just said, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that these demons are going to leave these people and they ain't coming back. They're not coming back. So then, I want you to get your Bible, and this is what he took me to this morning. So the message of deliverance today is going to be in two parts, because I had to put what God gave me before what I was going to talk about this morning, but I'm going to try to get that in too. But I want you to open your Bible this morning. I want you to read with me. This is what God is saying to you and me this morning. Me first. Jeremiah 32. 17 through 27. I'm going to wait while you get your Bible. I want you to get your anointing oil. I want you to anoint yourself in the name of Jesus. And I want you to pray, Lord, help me accept, believe, and receive your word this morning. This is a song on why you get your stuff. Get your stuff. Get ready. I saw the demons coming off of people. And you are people and I'm a people. They can't rest on us because God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, by the power of his right hand, is swatting them off you like fleas. Get your Bible. Anoint your forehead in the name of Jesus. Anoint your feet and anoint your hands. And I'm going to put this on so I can just go anoint mine or get my oil. I forgot to bring it over here close to me. But I want you to prepare your heart to come into agreement and meet God this morning in a better way. In a better way. In a better, better, better way. That's all I can tell you. Okay? Get your oil. Thank you, Brother Joe. In the name of Jesus, anoint your forehead. In the name of Jesus, anoint your feet. Anoint your hands. Anoint your heart if you can. If you can't, just touch it. Anoint your heart. In the name of Jesus. Now, I really want you to get this morning. And get your Bible now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I sure hope I'm hitting the right button here. We'll see in about a second. I just want you just for... This song is only 4 minutes and 40 seconds. I want you to think about Jesus. Think about God. Think about the Holy Spirit. Think about the Trinity. Take your eyes off yourself. I want you to take your eyes off your problems. I want you to take your eyes off your circumstances, and for 4 minutes and 40 seconds, I want you to put your eyes on Jesus. Very important. Let's see if this is the right one. Praise God. Okay. You've anointed yourself in the name of Jesus. You got your Bible ready for Jeremiah 32:17-27. you got to read with me because I'm going to stop. And you need a pen or a highlighter or something so you can highlight these areas. It's going to make sense to you. God got a word for you this morning. Ah, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and this is what you're going to underscore. There is nothing too hard for thee. There is nothing too hard for thee. That's what God told me to tell you this morning. Thou showest loving kindness unto thousands and recompensest the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. You're going to underscore this. Great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Did you understand? Underscore that. Great in counsel and mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land. Now underscore this. Even unto this day. And in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders. Now you're going to underscore this. The strong hand and with a stretched out arm. You're going to underscore, and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. And with great terror. And hath given them this land, which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it. They obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. Underscore this. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold the mounts. They are coming to the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. You know, those was the witches, the prognosticators, the astrologers, the soothsayers. They fight against it because of the sword and of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass. And behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money and take witnesses, for the city is given into the hands of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, behold, the Lord, the God of all flesh, is there anything too hard for me? Underscore that. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? So now let's go back and read the part we underscored here. I'll read what I got highlighted. There is nothing too hard for thee. Great in counsel, mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, even unto this day. And with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, they have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore, thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? You got it? Take care of what God has asked you to do. Lift that weight off of you, whatever it is. It says, let's read it again. Because, see, I highlighted this for me, what the message was that God was giving me in his word this morning. God, behold, our Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for you. You show loving kindness unto thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name. Great in counsel, mighty in work. For your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men to give every one of us according to our ways and according to the fruit of our doings. Even unto this day, even unto today. You brought forth your people out of the land of Egypt with signs and with wonders and with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. But they have done nothing of all that you commanded us to do. Therefore, we dealing with the fruit of our acts. But in the midst of dealing with the fruit of our acts, God sent a word by Jeremiah. I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there any too hard for me? No, Lord, it isn't. Remember when we talked about the sin of omission, the sin of commission? Not doing what God told you to do and then doing what God told you not to do. Those are as big as sins. They're in the word here. They're in the word. So you're saying, boy, Erica, you know, this is a little bit confusing here. What you're saying, can you make it plain? Well, let me give you the example. Because he always, always asks God to give me an example. Because I know. It's gotta come out of my spirit, through my soul, and then through this ugly, sinful flesh. But then he reminded me, I'm the Lord, the God of all flesh. Meaning my flesh, your flesh, your boss flesh, the police flesh, your enemy's flesh, all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And it's a question mark. So the question mark means you got to answer that. Is there anything too hard for God to do for you? Or is there anything too hard for God to cause to happen for you? No matter what. You the instrument of change. Good for. Okay, let me show you. Go to Genesis chapter 16. I'm reading out of the Authorized King James Version on this one and the Message Bible with Genesis 16 here. You know, God said it at the beginning of Jeremiah. That's the first thing he said. When they were, look, is there anything too hard for you, God? When you made everything, you made it by your power and by your stretched out arm, and is there anything too hard for you? Jeremiah was asking that question, and God responded and said, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God answered the question with a question, meaning, is it? Can you comprehend it? Is there anything too hard for you, God? God is saying, he answered a question with a question. Is there anything too hard for me? Have you taken it upon yourself in your own mind? Doesn't make it true. There is nothing too hard for you, God. They was waiting for an answer. And he said, is it? I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Meaning, you got the answer to that within you, right? Within you. No. Genesis chapter 16. The whole chapter. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children. And she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian. After Abram had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abram to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abram said unto Sarah, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. This is verse 7. And the angel of the Lord found her, fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. And the angel of the Lord said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence camest thou? And whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress Sarah. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael. The Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be, talking about this son, And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her. Look what she called him. Underscore this. Thou God seest me. Thou God seest me. For she said, have I also here looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Beer-Lahai-Roi. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bare Abram a son, and Abram called his son's name, which Hagar bare, Ishmael. And Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bare Ishmael to Abram. Now listen to this in the Message. That was the Authorized King James Version 1611. Now listen to this in the Message. Genesis 16. Sarah, Abraham's wife, hadn't yet produced a child. She had an Egyptian maid named Hagar. Sarah said to Abram, God has not seen fit to let me have a child. Sleep with my maid. Maybe I can get a family from her. Abram agreed to do what Sarah said. So Sarah, Abram's wife, took her Egyptian maid Hagar and gave her to her husband, Abram, as a wife. Abram had been living 10 years in Canaan when this took place. He with Hagar, and she got pregnant. When Hagar learned she was pregnant, she, Hagar, looked down on her mistress. Sarah told Abram, it's all your fault that I'm suffering this abuse. I put my maid in bed with you, and the minute she knows she's pregnant, she treats me like I'm nothing. May God decide which of us is right. You decide, said Abram. Your maid is your business. Sarah was abusive to Hagar, and Hagar ran away. Underscore this. You can, even in your King James. An angel of God found her beside a spring in the desert. It was the spring on the road to Shur. He said, Hagar, maid of Sarah, what are you doing here? She said, I'm running away from Sarah, my mistress. The angel of God said, look what the angel told her. Go back to your mistress, put up with her abuse. He continued, I'm going to give you a big family, children past counting. From this pregnancy, you'll get a son. Name him Ishmael. For God heard you. God answered you. For God heard you. God answered you. He'll be a bucking bronco of a man, a real fighter, fighting and being fought, always stirring up trouble, always at odds with his family. She answered God by name, praying to the God who spoke to her. That's how she answered him. You're the God who sees me. Yes, he saw me, and then I saw him. He saw me, and then I saw him. That's how that desert spring got named. God Alive Sees Me Spring. That spring is still there between Kadesh and Bered. Hagar gave Abram a son. Abram named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Hagar gave him his son, Ishmael. The word for the Lord for you today is, God sees you, brothers and sisters. God sees you. God has heard you, and God is answering you. You're going to have to put up with a little something. Don't run away from it. God knows where you are. And he knows what you're supposed to be doing. He's going to look for you right where you're supposed to be. Don't be out of place. Don't run away from it. Has heard you. God is answering you. Acknowledge that he sees you right where you are, right in the middle of what you're doing. He sees you, and he wants you to see him there to deliver you. You see, back there in that King James Version, the same thing is said there that is later on said to the children of Israel. Stands even unto this day the affliction that you're going through. Just do what he has told you to do. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life. There's nothing too hard for God, unless you make it too hard. Submit yourself to God. The Lord has heard your affliction. That's what he said to the children of Israel when he sent Moses as their deliverer. He said, I have seen the affliction of my people. Hagar said, he saw me and I saw him. I want you to see him in the middle of your prayer requests. In the middle of your passion, in the middle of your pain, he sees you, but you got to open up your heart. You got to accept, believe, and receive and see him. When you can see him over it, not in it, bring him out of it and put him over it. Bring him out of it and put him over it.
You decide. You decide. And understand that what God has for you is big. Big! He has heard you. He's coming down to deliver you. You gotta believe, accept, and receive that God sees you, and you got to see him. How you got to see him alive? You got to see him over it. Got to see him over it. You got to see him over it. I overrode. I was going to teach this morning the difference between an exorcism and a deliverance, an exorcist and a deliverance minister. I have to teach it tomorrow. I cannot go beyond God. Is there anything too hard? Right now, whatever that thing is, where that devil is riding your back, riding your shoulder, I want you to see God. Than that. And if it's bigger than that, that demon can't ride you and God at the same time. It don't want no part of God. Why don't you admit you need God to handle this for you? And why don't you see him do it? Hagar said, you the God who sees me. Maybe your ears, maybe the eyes of your understanding been blinded. Maybe your ears been blocked by that deaf and dumb demon. Take your fingers this morning, put them in your ears. I know it might be hard. It's going to be hard for me because I got these earphones on and I'm talking with my fingers. But put your fingers, one in each ear. But leave a little out so you can hear me. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of that deaf and dumb demon right now. According to the anointing that rests in each person, Lord God, anoint their fingers and let your power flow in their hands, through their fingers, into their ears. In the name of Jesus, I bind up and I renounce dumb deaf. I terminate every contract, every assignment of dumb and deaf. Father God, I ask you to bind dumb and deaf to doubt and unbelief. I ask you to bind dumb and deaf to spiritual blindness. And I command dumb and deaf to get out the ears. I break the power of spiritual blindness off the eyes. Cough it out. In the name of Jesus. Every assignment, every contract of spiritual blindness and dumb and deaf in the ears, blocking their ability to see God. In the bigness, in the might of his power, to see God as he really is. I break the power of that religious demon that has made God too small. I break the power of that religious demon that has tried to afflict people with the smallness of God. I break the power of that assignment by Satan to cause people to believe that God is not able. I break the power of self-sufficiency that has caused people to believe in themselves more than they believe in God. Go, Lucifer. Go, Satan. Go, doubt and unbelief. Go, Beelzebub. Go, the dragon. Go.
And last but not least,
Leviathan, the Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! Father God, send your anointing to just bust open the scales of Leviathan this morning. Go! Go!
You know who you are. Pride.
Go! Get out!
Loose their eyes. Loose their ears. In the name of Jesus.
Go!
Get off their neck.
Go!
We break the power of that stiff neck and rebellious demon.
Go! 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 Get out!
The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Father God, send us help this morning. That our ears might be loosed, that our eyes might be open. That rebellion and stiff neck would go off our neck and off our back.
Go! Go! Go in the name of Jesus.
Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and apply your blood to the ears, to the eyes, to the neck, to the shoulders. Now look, I want you to renounce heaviness. Say, I renounce heaviness. Get off my back.
Go! Get out, get off, get off, get off.
Now, Father God, I ask you to strengthen the bones this morning. Refresh and renew the lungs this morning. And let us breathe good, clean, godly air. Separate what is unclean from what is clean. And let us breathe clean air this morning. Thank you, God. Holy Spirit, breathe on us this morning. Breathe on us. Breathe on us with a freshness. Breathe on us. Help us see you, God. We know, acknowledge, accept, believe, and receive that you see us. But let us see you. Let us see you in your glory, your splendor, your honor, your power, your majesty. Over everything. Over it, over it, over it, over it. And let us see you bringing us out of it. We thank you this morning. You're the God who sees us. You see us this morning. You see us. Help us to believe it, accept it, see it. In Jesus' name. Good Joseph Shepherd. 1 Corinthians 3 and 4 says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of God. Reconnecting you to Jesus and connecting you to God. This is 21st century spiritual war fighter ministry. I got something to tell you. You're a winner. You are and will be and forever will be successful. Because your God obtain victory, that you might be, live in, move in, abide in, overcoming victory. This is the TED line. This is Sister Erica. I'll see you tomorrow.
Might as well put your hands together.
Can't have my friend.